Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Back for another episode.
I never sound enthusiastic, but I am.
We're going to talk about books, books, books.
Books, babes, and boys.
I mean, I guess, kind of.
That's what we're talking about.
Today,
that's our new tagline. Books, babes, boys.
This week we're doing Sydney's book.
Yeah.
The Banned Bookshop by Shauna Robinson.
Yeah.
You want to tell us what's the scoop, Sydney?
Yes. Scoop? Okay. What's the scoop is the summary of the book or is it about Shauna? I never know.
Both. It's both.
Okay, well, I'll do what I'm going to go with first. All right, I never do this part, so.
It's all a right. New thing. It You're is. Taking part of my mental load.
Oh
Thank
my
you.
God, it's so exciting.
I'll take your load.
Pause. This whole show was a pause. All right, anyways, let's talk about Shauna Robinson, the author. She loves books, and it led her to try a career in publishing before deciding she'd rather write books instead. She's originally from San Diego, but now she lives with her husband and her sleepy little greyhound. She's an introvert at heart, and she spends most of her time reading, baking, and figuring out the politest way to avoid social interaction.
Thank you.
She's pretty awesome. I feel that. She has two other books. One is releasing actually July 2nd. It's called The Townsend Family Recipe for Disaster. And I think that... maybe Maggie, our main character in this book, might be in that one.
Okay.
And then the first one that I actually have on my bookshelf at home is called Must Love Books.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah. And on social media, she is Shauna.Robs at Instagram. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about this book. Belle Rivers Literary Society insists on keeping the bookstore stuck in the past, and Maggie is banned from selling anything written this century. So when a series of mishaps suddenly tip the bookstore toward ruin, Maggie will have to get creative to keep the shop afloat.
Okay.
Let's get into this book.
A Lover's Quarrel. So.
I have a question.
I don't have an answer.
Ask away.
Do you think that Malcolm was on the spectrum?
Yes.
Okay. I also thought that.
I got that vibe.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I think Maggie has ADHD.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
So there was one part about it was raining and he was like having a contingency plan for if it rained. And she was like, but it didn't rain. He was like, but it. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And
me especially
too.
Because he was so rigid about certain things.
Well, and his grandma was talking about his different little quirks. And I was like, oh, yeah, this boy has sensory issues.
Yeah.
I was like, I really vibed with Michael. With Malcolm.
Malcolm. Yes.
So this is like, this book was more about self-discovery than it was a romance. Like, there definitely was a romance in it. But I don't think it was the larger part of the book. Like, kind of our other books have been about, you know. But I really like Maggie's development in this book.
It took her forever for her to realize what she was good at. I was like, girl.
It did take a minute.
You
but
just created something amazing in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
And it took off right away. Look at us. We've been doing this for a year.
I know. And it did help
I know,
me.
It really is like almost our
it already is.
Birth
anniversary. When is our anniversary?
I think it already happened.
I thought our first video, not video, podcast was like the 23rd of June.
Oh, maybe.
Is it? Yeah, because I was on vacation and we always go like that holiday weekend. I'm not going to say because privacy.
Stalkers.
Right. He's a stalker.
We're so popular.
But yeah, I was on vacation and we were like posting a bunch of stuff on Instagram and like getting all these followers and stuff. So we had been doing the podcast for a minute at that point, I think.
I think so.
Was it the 23rd?
Girl, I don't know.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll have to go
but
back
anywho,
and
we'll let you know.
Maggie.
Maggie Banks
was so amazing. I loved her.
She did you? Made me laugh. I hated her the entire book.
What?
Did you?
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's crazy.
Let me hear why you hate Maggie Banks.
Because I feel the same way. Like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I'm not sitting around saying, like, what was everything's just awful. And
or every little comment someone makes, they're like,
yes.
Oh, they just think I don't have my life together.
Yeah, internalize all of the things.
Well, I thought she was funny. And so, a little backstory. Maggie comes to Belle River actually to help her friend Rochelle run her bookstore. So this whole bookshop is actually Rochelle's bookshop. It's not Maggie's.
Yeah.
Maggie just came to cover for Rochelle because she was pregnant. And was going to be on maternity leave and didn't have anyone to cover for her. So she asked Maggie to come. And I was dying when Maggie was walking through town and she was like, it's a fucking cult.
I thought that was really funny. I mean, it is a cult.
She's like, sure. Do I have to sign a blood oath or like, what is going on?
That had me cracking it.
So after you read the story, it's like, it wasn't a cult because no one was buying into what he was selling.
The town didn't like it.
Yeah. The town was struggling and he was funding.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have it. They felt like they didn't have a choice.
Yeah. But definitely seemed a little culty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she gets through it and she meets up with Rochelle and they're doing the whole bookstore thing. She's shown her, teaching her the ropes, whatnot. I loved that they went to that little farmer's market.
Me too.
That was so cute. And then she met Vernon, which is the grumpy man that lives upstairs.
I knew I was gonna like Vernon.
I know.
Immediately when he was like, didn't like anybody else, I was like, he's gonna be my favorite character.
Or like when he was looking at, my favorite part was when he was looking at all the apples. He was like inspecting them and he's like, wasn't saying anything to anyone. He was silently picking up an apple one at a time, inspecting them and putting them back down.
Yeah.
And she realized what he was doing. She's like, he's trying to pick like the perfect apple and he's only getting one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that he's picking up and keeping, it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
So she found what she thought to be an impeccable apple and she gave it to him and he looked at it and then put it back down. And then Rochelle comes up and she's like, what's going on? And she says, I didn't realize you'd met. And he goes, we haven't.
Yeah.
She's handing me fruit for some reason. I love that. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, Vernon.
But then Rochelle and Maggie kind of start getting more into the, you know, Maggie keeps trying to pull away from this Edward Bell bullshit where.
Because it's weird.
Yeah. They're like.
It's a little obsessive.
It's very. Yeah. We've had two books with stalker and obsession.
Yeah, for real.
I think we have a running theme.
Well, there's a man named Ralph Bell, and he's the grandson of Edward Bell, who this whole town is like
obsessed with.
Revolved around, yeah. And Ralph has part ownership of the bookstore, and he is dictating what can be sold and everything. He's making all the rules.
Yeah,
basically.
It can't be anything that was published after like 1970
and
or something.
He's only part owner. Why can he decide everything?
I think she's just scared.
Yeah.
But he even made them wear uniforms.
I know, wear their stupid shirts.
I'd be so annoyed.
But yeah, and he said
in this town, not one person will be walking that store.
Yeah.
No.
Well, so he said only classical books can be sold, but they had to be written in the time frame that Edward Bell started writing books. Between when he started writing books and when he died.
One thing I didn't understand was, I get there's tourists, but how many people in the world want to come to this podunk town to see this old white man who wrote a book a long freaking time ago?
Yeah.
That made no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be like eight people. If I just wandered into that town for another reason, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll check it out. But I probably wouldn't buy anything.
No,
unless you're like an insane, like very, very into literature.
Yeah, I mean,
like
there's
that.
Some older books that I have liked that I've read, but I wouldn't just go buy this dude's book that I had never heard of before.
It's too niche.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like a Pride and Prejudice themed town.
Oh, yeah. Then
we
I'd
would,
go.
But that's like a cult classic.
Yeah.
Like, but it's become more book, than just Pride and Prejudice. Yeah.
But the way that she presented it, this book was like that.
Yeah.
It, like, she made it up and created it, but she's letting us know that, like, this book was that big to people.
Okay, I guess I...
Because remember she said it was, like, number one on the top 100 of classic books? So it was, like, the most...
Okay.
Prolific book of its time.
Yeah, I don't think I thought of it in that way. I was just like, The one
you're like,
book.
Nobody even knows this dude.
Yeah.
My
That's
brain
because
doesn't.
He's made up.
My brain doesn't connect dots sometimes.
No. So maybe that's why my scope of this book was like, dude, why is this? This is like really lame.
100% they're going under real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
They should have went under like years ago.
No, Carly, that makes so much sense. Okay. Thank you.
Now we need to reread this book.
Yeah.
With a different I feel so dumb.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm so glad you're here. This is why we have you. Give us a new perspective, Carly.
Oh my gosh. We'll see if the readers agree.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shauna, are we right?
So the thing I thought was sweet was that Maggie stayed with Rochelle at her house, and I was like, that's really nice. Like, and it was cool that they got along so well that they didn't have any issues like living together, because mm-hmm. I know when I had my kids, I didn't want anyone at my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when I brought home a brand new baby both times, I was like, I don't want anyone there. Mm-hmm. I just want to go home, get settled, like my dogs are already going to be excited, like
yeah.
I just want to go home and be with my little family. Like, we can do it. We just need to just let us be. So I can't imagine coming home and having like a, like it sounded like the baby was early.
Yeah, there was some issues.
Yeah. And so bringing home a baby that might be a little bit earlier than you expected, and mm-hmm. then having another person living in your house. But it just sounded like they had such a good relationship that it wasn't an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was funny that the room that she was staying in was like had all of the little boys,
like
Dylan's
playroom
toys and stuff. Yeah. And there was like a little chair. And I was like, Maggie fought the intrusive thoughts, like all of us, to sit in the chair.
Yeah.
Like, have you
100% I would have sat in that chair.
I'm always fucking sitting in little kid chairs. Like, and it's funny because when you get older, you'll have and have kids, like when you go to parent-teacher conferences, they always have the fucking little chairs.
When we worked at the center.
Oh,
we,
my gosh.
Always.
And it's so funny because you sit
They didn't give us big chairs.
They don't give you big people chairs.
That's just
these little chairs.
My hips don't fit in those chairs.
Man, my knees would. That's why I got bad knees now. I've been sitting in little chairs for 10 years. And I ain't been little for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been a little kid.
But I just thought that was really funny. Mm-hmm. The next part that I liked was that how she just, Maggie just kept, it was like she was picking, but not too hard, but she kept like putting that little seed in Rochelle's mind that like, we could make this different. This could be different, you know?
Yes, and better.
And she kept talking crap on Edward, saying that like, oh, what? So he had like 10 kids at home, but he stayed late at the bookshop to write so that he could write in peace and not have to go home to his wife. I'm sure she really liked that.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
Right.
But then we meet our love interest, Malcolm. So Malcolm works for
Malcolm in the middle.
Ralph Bell.
Ralph.
And he's kind of like the errand boy. He goes around to all of the stores and makes sure that everyone's meeting their requirements and like following the rules. And I was just like laughing so hard when she met him because she was like, what do you want? She was just being so grumpy with him, and I was so annoyed because I was like, everyone was under the thing of like, the only good books are books that were written a long time ago.
Yeah
It's like, and even Malcolm seemed to enjoy like the quote classics more, and so we really didn't get a good like perspective on him till later. But
because there was some shady stuff happening around.
Yeah. But
why
I just
he was
liked
so gung-ho about Ralph.
Yeah. But so I just liked Maggie and her personality. She just seemed to like really click with people. And so it's kind of funny that her and Malcolm didn't quite start off on the right foot.
Yeah.
But it was cracking me up when she kept saying, like, what the hell is he keeping under that mustache? Cocaine? Like, is that mistress? That's what it was.
Yeah, for real. The thing is, she was like so quirky and funny, and I liked her personality, but everything that she did like just irritated me. Why are you making all these changes in Rochelle's like bookstore? Yeah. You have no idea how she's gonna feel about that. You didn't tell her that like he took everything to the museum.
Yeah,
that's shady. So yeah. I didn't like the way she handled a lot of situations.
She was keeping a lot of secrets.
Yes.
Like,
and I get that you want to change, but you don't even live in this town.
Yeah.
Like,
you're here for a couple of months.
This town is run the way that it's run. Go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She did overstep there for sure. Like, I get she was trying to help, but at the same time, I was annoyed. I was frustrated too about how she wasn't like being open about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially because your only buy-in is your, this is your friend and your friend is on maternity leave.
Yes.
Her buy-in is, this is my livelihood.
It was her dad's shop before.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you mess this up, then she's, I'm going to come be living with you and your mom and your daddy.
Yeah.
So it, you can't hold the, if I was Rochelle in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come to find out that my friend Maggie is messing all of these things up and almost loses my shop, I'm going to be like, you need to move back with your family.
And she had multiple chances to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, not only did Rochelle ask her multiple times, like, oh, how's the shop going? I noticed sales are down. How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
But also, you were living at her house. You saw her every single day.
Yeah.
And you could have been like, hey, just so you know, he took like all of Edward Bell's stuff to the museum, but I am doing what I can to get sales.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
I don't like how she's handled most of the situations.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, I wish that she would have backtracked a little bit on a couple of things. Like, not maybe backtrack isn't the word, but like thought it through a little more.
Yeah.
And was like, let me do the right thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think she was so worried about, she felt like she had failed everything in her life that she didn't want to screw this up. But, I mean, obviously, I'm sure things came to a...
Because I really enjoyed the, like, idea and the plot of this book. Like, that's a great idea. Turn things around. Be more modern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think Rochelle actually, like, handled it way better than I would have.
Oh, 100%. And she was like, yeah, I'm fine with it. And I'm sure it's more exciting to get to sell books that you actually enjoy, especially her. She's a reader and she's an English major.
Mm-hmm.
But just Maggie.
But if it's my business,
not like Maggie at all.
Let me know.
Especially she's the only one that like is making any money for their family.
Yeah.
They have a child. They just had a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're making all these changes that could end up with her not having her business anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking Maggie.
But one of the ways that she does turn it around is by making a secret society.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny.
So she she gets this idea. The idea was kind of crazy. And I was like, okay. Having authors come rewrite classics with a new genre.
Yeah.
Kind of improv type thing. Mm-hmm. People would come, have drinks, yada, yada. But she decided to go to this like freaking like really popular convention
book
to convention. Hand out flyers to it, and I was like, girl, you're ballsy.
Yeah,
like,
you're living on the edge.
Everybody knows about this and you don't think anyone's gonna find it and see, and you're putting the bookstore's like legit name on there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
But so she starts doing that. She has her first event. It goes really well. Also, it's sparked by her meeting the local author.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really cool.
I know. Evelyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sua.
So she
something
has like signed copies of her books there that she can sell. And it just takes off and the sales go up and everyone's excited and they're thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And after Ralph had taken away that table in the books, it made more room for like people to come and sit. And they were actually like wanting to come in the shop.
Yeah.
The locals were. Not just tourists.
Right.
And I just thought that was really important, like to get the local people excited about something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's who supports you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the tourists aren't here.
Because it's not always tourist season.
Yeah. But so she ends up running into Malcolm at the convention and she's freaking out because she is trying not to let him see any of these flyers.
Because you know he going to run and tell.
Yes.
Run and tell his boss.
I could not believe how many times she was hinting at like, if I did something bad, if I
you might as well tell.
Broke the rules, would you tell on me?
And he's like, yes, yeah, that is my job.
Right.
That is what I am paid for.
Right. Literally.
To tattle on you.
Right.
It's in my job title.
But then we get to the, let me make that choice. Let me make that decision.
Yeah.
You know, so she lied to him. I was more upset for him than Rochelle.
Me too.
When it came down to it,
I would have never trusted her again if I was him.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So this is a little bit of a fast forward, but Rochelle had the baby. She's on maternity leave for real now. Maggie is still vibing with the banned books and the events, and her and Malcolm are getting real close. They're probably officially like dating now at this point. And she's walking home one night and realizes that his hoodie that he let her borrow has his key card to get into the office. He told her how Ralph had some secret papers in his file letters. Cabinet that he wouldn't let anyone see, or, you know, they're undocumented. And she's like, what is it? And one of the things that she had gotten in trouble earlier was that talking about a mistress, that Edward Bell maybe had a mistress. And so she takes it upon herself to go, and she's like, if I can get this information, I can save the bookstore. And I can help save everybody.
Which is so weird. Because, like...
Why would that save anybody?
Well, because I mean, the
fair would bring people there just for the tea, but...
Well, because remember, Ralph was bringing in this other company that was going to basically, like, take over everybody.
Yeah.
And okay, they were going to have that writer's retreat. Mm-hmm. But the company didn't know that Ralph's plan was to fire everyone.
Yeah.
Basically, like, if you're of no use to me, I'm firing you.
Yeah. Diabolical.
But they were a feminist group. Like, they were women made, like, ran by women.
Edward Bell was a big old feminist.
Yeah. He was not.
Girl, he was the opposite.
Right.
But so she's like, if I could find something in there that's showing that he's not, like, a good guy, then maybe that'll be enough to convince them. So she uses Malcolm's freaking key card to get in there. I'm like, girl. You they have access business. To that.
She shady. Really did not think about the consequences for anyone else.
No. Yeah. She's like, it'll be worth it in the end if we can get the result. I'm like.
She was acting like a child.
And then she didn't even tell him. And I'm like.
Yeah.
They're gonna know.
Yeah, he found out later when he got fired.
Yeah. I was like, why are you doing this? And so she finds the documents and she's like, oh my gosh, like, this is it. This is, he had a mistress. He plagiarized. He stole the mistress's writing.
Yeah.
Like, she had written his first book, actually. So that first book wasn't even written by him. It was written by her.
Which is wild.
And he stole it. And just all this stuff. Gathered everyone together. And they've decided, we're going to protest this. These people are coming the next day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it'll be great. So they have their last big event, the big shebang. And all of a sudden... Cynthia, which also works for Ralph, Ralph, who was added into the mix because he didn't trust her.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, what's going on? You guys have to leave right now because they're just down the street eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't see this.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of this, but you can't do this right now. And they're like, what? And then all the people that came to the event, which was more than what they intended.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like, we're going to go now.
Yeah.
Grab your pitchforks.
I thought. 100%.
Like Shrek when everyone goes to get him at the, grab your pitchfork and torches. Yeah. We're going to catch an ogre.
Okay, Shrek.
Like, so they all like, I could just see this big group of people.
And
like,
she's like, no, we are not doing this. We planned.
Yeah. And we are. So they get and they there. Did. And Ralph's like, what are you guys doing here? And she's like, you can't do this. And she's like telling them everything and they're like, what? And she ends up sending emails to everybody.
Yeah.
That is a copy of the PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Which, girl.
Yeah. And then Ralph's like, you're all fired, girl. Yeah.
Ralph fires literally everyone except for Malcolm and Cynthia.
Yeah.
And the, whatever the society is that's going to take over, they said, well, let's hold off on any plans because we're going to figure out like what is going on here. And Maggie goes to Vernon. She's talking to him. She's like, I need to, like, we need to make things right, because she has a fight with Malcolm. Malcolm finds out he got fired because Ralph knew she used his key card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, they literally saw me clock in the middle of the night.
So she's talking with Vernon and figures out everything about it. Vernon is the granddaughter of
I knew it.
Louise, who actually wrote the first crazy. Dollar. And
I freaking knew it.
Edward Bell stole her book. And so there's manuscripts and letters proving everything. And Vernon just has all this.
Yep.
And so she's like,
little sneaky sneak.
Can I just borrow this? And mm-hmm. he says, yeah, do whatever you want. Leave me out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in it. And she's like, okay, no problem. And once again, does not do what people want.
Never.
It ended up being okay, but still. So she goes and apologizes to Malcolm. She's like, you know, I messed up. I didn't think about the consequences, mm-hmm. whatever. And he just forgives her because that's what everybody's doing.
Yep.
And
she's magnetic.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. you're manipulative and kind of narcissistic.
And you almost ruined this whole town.
Yes. You literally were going to make the whole town go under.
Right.
She should have just taken the book, the online bookstore that she made, and done it on her own. And that could have been her.
Yeah. Right. Just left Edward Bell alone. But so she gets with Malcolm and they write up this whole thing about like how they're going to make everything better. And they find a reporter. She gives Malcolm TJ Hall's number or whatever. He's mm-hmm. the author that Malcolm loves. Mm-hmm. And he texts back and he's like, what the fuck? You can't just give me this author's number. What am I supposed to do? Like, super funny.
Awkward self.
Yeah, I mean, I would do the same. but they end up finding a reporter who's going to take their story and like run with it. Mm-hmm. And so she goes to Ralph and she finds him at the cafe and he just looks distraught, doesn't know like what he's going to do with his life. And
he's going under.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess she feels bad for him. And so she's talking to him and he says, I don't know what I'm going to do. She's like, will you change? Like, will you change things for the better? He's like, I guess. And she's like, will you work with Vernon? He's like, oh, I mean, yeah, I guess. And she says, okay, well, Vernon's actually your cousin. So
what?
Dun, dun, their dun. Grandmothers were cousins or something.
Well, they had the affair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, oh, crap. Well, so he owns just as much stuff as I do, if not more, because his grandmother was the actual author.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally agrees to everything. They meet with the reporter and it comes out they are going to accept the scandal because people love drama.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have the scandal like in the museum and people are going to talk about it because that's perfect. Why would you not, you know? Right.
Well, you can't hide that. You got to have the good, bad, the ugly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Ralph ends up stepping down from the leader of the Bell Society, which is such a creepy name.
Yeah.
They ask Vernon to take the place and he's like, yeah, I'll do it, but I don't want to do that much work. So don't put that on me.
I want to pick, I want to pick my own specific fruit at the market.
He's like, everybody's hired back and I want Maggie to come back and work at the bookstore. And she's like, well, I don't know if I want to actually. And he's like, well, I want you to be my liaison and party planner. And she's like, yay, okay. And then
I know what to do with my life.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to pay me so much money.
Everything's good. But yay. I mean, it ended good, but there were so many annoying things about it.
Yeah.
You could have went about that so many different ways.
Conversations.
Yes.
Let's just have some frank conversations.
I would just be so annoyed. Like, yes, I would like my bookstore to have better books than this, but
don't you jeopardize.
Have no right to be stepping into anything that involves my business and my life.
Yeah.
You almost ruined this entire town.
Literally.
The whole town.
Also, my thing was like, she was so obsessed with like party planning
yes.
and doing all those little things that when she went to that one interview, she's like, mm-hmm. what about parties?
Yeah.
Office parties? I'm like, girl, you could be a wedding planner. You could be a yes. party planner. You could be an event coordinator. There are so many jobs
it was
that
funny
you could
the
go with that.
Interviewer was like, oh, don't worry. I'm also an introvert. I understand office parties are awful. And she was like, uh-huh.
So awful.
Everybody made Ralph out to be the antagonist when really he was keeping the town afloat because mm-hmm. they were going to go under. And he was a businessman and had the idea of, mm-hmm. okay, let's make it a tourist town, which sucks for a lot of reasons. And he was on a bit of a power trip.
Yeah, he was.
But
that's what I was going to.
He
was
definitely
gonna
wasn't the evil guy. Like, he wasn't the bad guy.
Yeah.
He could have chilled out. Yeah. But he found out these dirty secrets, and he was like, I have to keep this a secret because we're gonna go under.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else do you do? So
there wasn't spice.
No, there was like one kiss and a sex scene.
So yeah. Our third date, let's do that then.
Okay.
I was dying laughing during the sex scene when I was so shocked that Malcolm went for this. They had like an intense kiss and she's like, can we go inside? And he's like, yeah, he lives with his grandma and she was still awake.
Yeah, he didn't push pause. He pushed go. Yeah.
I was like, he pushed okay, you go, Malcolm. And they went to their room. They went to his room and they were doing it. And the headboard kept hitting the wall.
Oh, my God. Embarrassing.
And they'd stop and they're like, and I was like, oh, my God. And then grandma, the next time it happened, her volume went up, 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 up. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I would be
grandma was probably happy for him.
Yeah. That would be finally, an instant, like. Like cold water dumped on you.
Yeah. Yes. Immediately, I'd be like, okay, we have to stop. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm not into
it. It is
anymore.
The Sahara Desert in here now. But that's another thing that just like irritated me because they were arguing about something at one point, and she was like, well, you still live with your grandmother. Like, you won't even move out. Girl, you are unemployed living with your parents.
Right. And now with your friend.
Yes.
Who has a brand new baby.
So you're going to put that on me?
Right, right, right.
No. Don't even start.
That
the whole book, so I was annoyed. Funny. I was so mad at her.
I think I know what your smash pass is. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
Okay. Third date.
Yeah, I did like how they had little innocent kisses and then like, but I thought it was kind of weird because it seemed like there was a long time between their first kiss and when they had sex. Like,
there really was.
They like kissed once and then that was it.
He kissed her and he was like, oh my God, I should not have done that. Mm-hmm. I can never talk to this girl
again.
Mm-hmm. And then proceeded to go on another date with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I did really like that she was having him do like things out of his comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Like, he went to watch Jurassic Park and he went to a painting class, and that's really funny and cute. Like, it's a good compromise. Mm-hmm. But also I still maybe I'll like her now that she's gonna mature a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't like her. Maggie Banks, I don't like you.
That's the next book.
I thought it was good. I liked it though. Okay, should we do our fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I wasn't, like, in love with anybody specifically in this book. Like, Malcolm was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to marry him or F him.
You know, I'm going to pick Luke.
To F?
All of them.
So I said F and Mary. I would marry Luke. I wasn't exactly
or
sure.
Or Vernon.
I'll take Vernon.
I wasn't sure how I would feel about like who I would want to F, but I mean, maybe Ralph. He's got some things figured out. Mm-hmm. Rich guy energy, you know?
Yeah.
But I would marry Luke for sure.
Yeah.
Good dad, good guy.
I'm going to kill Edward Ball.
Kill Edward even though he's already dead.
Right.
Kill him again.
Put him further in the grave.
And my best friend would be Vernon because he's great. I love him.
I do like Maggie. I think I would like her or maybe Rochelle.
I would do Rochelle.
I think I would
or
like
Evelyn.
Rochelle.
Evelyn and
I know,
would have
I would
a great
like
time.
Evelyn too. There was a lot of people that I would probably hang out with. Like, I liked Abigail too. Mm-hmm. And Leah, but not Maggie. I can't. Yeah.
She wouldn't be your friend.
I would not be Maggie's friend.
They'd be enemies, rivals in this town.
Oh my gosh.
I'd open my own bookshop.
Right across the street. We sell all kinds of books.
Should we do speed date?
Yeah.
Speed date. Do you have any questions?
Do you have questions?
All right. How many statues did we see the first time in Belle?
Three.
River. Three is correct. How old is Maggie?
28.
30, yeah. What is the bookstore called?
Cobblestone Books.
Where is Maggie originally from?
Girl.
Okay,
well, go ahead and do
DC,
all the questions.
Or is it Jersey? Or is it
the
New
town
York?
Is close to DC.
Yeah. But where is she from?
I don't know.
It was much different than the hustle and bustle of
California.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah.
What is Maggie's degree?
She was pre-lawyer. Mm-hmm. So is that political science?
Yeah, political science and law.
Look at you.
I got some obscure, weird questions in here.
No,
what restaurant would they get coupons for at her high school for honor roll?
That's obscure. That is really obscure.
She said it one time when she was talking about her dad. It was the buffet. Yeah, it was.
Is it Golden Corral?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
No way.
What color did Malcolm apparently vibe with at his painting class?
Green.
Yep, dark green. Which I thought was funny because his last name is also Green. I think that's why he picked it.
I don't even remember that. Hey, Malcolm, I'm vibing with dark green, too.
Hey, me, yep, too, me too.
What was Malcolm's grandmother's dog's name?
Gosh, dang.
What does it start
Chester.
With?
Chester.
It was Chester.
Dang it!
What is Vernon's cat portrait called?
Catward Bell.
Yeah, Catward Bell.
I don't know. I know. I'm on
Did
fire.
Did you make that up?
No, I knew it. It's a little cat that has the mustache yeah. that looks like
you're
And he kept
fire.
It up there because he hates the Ralph. What was Edward Bell's first book? It wasn't actually his book.
The First Dollar.
Yes.
Holy shit.
The Finest Dollar, as some would say.
She kept calling it the Finest Dollar, yeah. remember, instead of the first.
All right.
You're on it.
This was my favorite part in the entire book.
Okay.
What book character did Malcolm compare Maggie to?
Lydia.
Lydia Bennet from yes. Pride and Prejudice.
She is.
She is.
That was
and
so funny.
As soon as I read it, I was like, yes. 100%.
She's Lydia. In
she
every
is.
That was funny.
Word.
All right. This one is kind of hard. It's about the original town name. And it was changed 2 times and then finally became Belle River.
Yeah.
And there's not even a river.
It was like Bellevue.
Close.
Belle.
No.
Bel Air. I don't remember those.
Eldham.
They were multiple.
Eldham.
L-D-
yeah.
Eldham.
And then they wanted it to be more like the
then
name.
Then they changed it to Bell. Then they changed it to Belleville. And it was too close to Melville. Mm-hmm. So they changed it to Bell River.
But there's no river for miles.
Yeah. So how do you get like clearance to change the name of a town so many times?
That many times, yeah.
I have a question.
We don't know what we are in the
oh,
map.
Oh, God.
What flavor... was the breakfast item that Maggie would get from the little coffee shop.
Apple cheddar.
Yes.
Y'all are crazy with the knowledge.
I thought for sure you were going to ask that.
I almost did, but then I was like, because I was going to ask a question about the prune salad.
Oh.
Yeah. Because actually, my very obscure question was, what did the prune salad replace on the menu that everybody was upset about?
Mm-hmm.
Tuna. It was a tuna sandwich.
I love tuna, but I can't eat it anymore.
I love tuna, but I'm scared of getting mercury poisoning.
That'll do it. That'll make you stop. All right. Do we have our character picks?
I do.
I have a very...
I have one.
You picked?
I know. Actually,
I'm so proud
it was
of
after
you.
The fact because I was like, wait a minute. She reminds me of her. Who you got? Who you got? Who you got?
You guys want to do yours first? Mine is very... very creative.
Okay.
You guys are gonna really like it.
I just have one for Maggie. That's it.
I picked one for Maggie and one for Malcolm. I almost picked Rochelle, but then I decided I wasn't sure. Because, so I picked one for Rochelle and I picked one for Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was gonna switch them, but Maggie said that she was half black, half white.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that Rochelle was.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why I switched them.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you mine.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, dang it. Hold on. I forgot what her name was.
I'm trying to find the right picture.
Do you want to know mine while you're finding yours?
I have mine.
Yes.
Mine is actually my coworker.
No way.
What?
And her husband.
No. What?
Yes. So she... recently got married, but then she even more recently got some pictures done. They were models
uh-huh.
for a dress gallery, and So shout out to Hillary and Caleb.
Let me see. Oh my gosh! She scored.
Aren't they perfect?
He scored. Oh my god!
And his hair is just like Malcolm's.
Oh my! You go look, you look, see? Look.
Oh my god!
Isn't that okay. perfect?
Yeah, they're so cute.
I just felt like I was like they're exactly it.
They really are. Holy crap!
I was like, it's them. Look,
I love it.
Look how cute.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cute.
This is the epilogue for Malcolm and Maggie.
I love real life happiness.
All right. My pick. Is that it for your picks?
Uh-huh.
Okay. My pick for Maggie is Kelly McCreary from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, she's really cute.
Ooh, her name's Maggie in the show. That's why.
Is it?
It is.
See?
I knew. I was gonna pick her, but I was like, don't pick another Grey's Anatomy person because everyone's gonna be like, you're only picking people from Grey's Anatomy.
Nope, she fits the bill.
There's a lot of characters.
She's kind of quirky, but she's more serious in this show.
Yeah, I was gonna say her personality is not
not for the show.
Not like the book Maggie at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I think she could be the silly. I think she could act the silly.
Yeah, she could act it.
She could act the silly. All right, what's your picks?
Okay, so I picked one for Rochelle, and I picked one for Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided I wanted to change them, but I didn't like the pick for Maggie. So I picked her, the singer.
I love her so much.
She's so pretty.
She is who I'm picking for Maggie.
Okay.
My first pick for Maggie was supposed to be, I think it's Nathalie instead of Natalie because there's an H.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel, she's from Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
But I think I like her better.
Mm-hmm.
Her as in her, the singer.
The singer, yeah.
Because she's so freaking pretty and I just love her.
Yeah.
Hello.
And she just looks like the nicest person ever.
I know.
And her makeup's always so pretty.
I follow makeup artist.
We didn't get like body type. Mm-mm. On That's either
what
one.
I thought. Yeah. Because I had a couple different picks for Malcolm and then I was like, but I don't know if he's more built or more like
dad bod.
Slender and lanky or dad bod or whatever. So yeah, but the front of the book,
mm-hmm.
She looks like a thick girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was kind of basing it off of. Mm-hmm. That's why I ended up not going with Nathalie because she's more slender.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't remember that at all. So I was like, well, these two are perfect. So,
but for Malcolm, I picked Richard Sherman. He's a football player.
Yeah.
And he always like has, I love his hair.
Uh-huh.
And normally he has it in ponytails, but
see,
I like
guys with that tight fade, real short.
Mm-hmm. I like me a long haired boy.
Yeah,
I don't care. So, anybody,
I need to find out the guy's name at my work. I don't know if he's single or not.
Are you going to send me a voice
dude.
Note and
Listen,
a video?
I showed my stepbrother pictures of you, and I just think that you guys should date.
Y'all are funny.
Thank All you.
Right. Well, what is, we don't have a happy
smash
ever
or
after.
Pass.
Oh, sorry.
You silly goose. Smash or pass.
Ah!
So you guys are actually going to be surprised. I would smash because I would read more for Brooks. I like the way that she wrote it.
I like Shauna.
And I like the idea of the storyline. I just hated Maggie.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
I think you'll enjoy Must Love Books if you do read that one. Mm-hmm. And she has one coming out.
Yeah, I would like to read more of her books.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed her writing.
Yeah.
I just did not enjoy it. Because I liked every other character. I just don't like Maggie. I hope it's not based off of you, Shauna. Sorry.
Right.
That would be embarrassing.
Okay.
I'll smash as well. Smash, smash, smash.
I am a smash.
So our happily ever after is...
Happy officially. Place by Emily Henry.
Alrighty.
How exciting.
All right. So guys, to end, if you want to follow us on any of our socials on IG, we are at Lovers Library Pod. We also have a Facebook group, which is Lovers Library Pod, which is our page. And then our group is Lovers Library
book club. So join if you want to. It is a private group. So if you want to join, you got to go through our questions. But we also have a TikTok, which is lovers.library.po. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.